There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Are we rolling? Yes.
It's F Boy Island!
Season 1, Episode 8.
True Bromance.
True Bromance.
Ooh.
I thought I had a true bromance once, but he just wanted to fuck me.
Yeah. He
wasn't really a bromance.
Left you out at Cassidy Conway's house after prom, just crying.
Cassidy in your own, Conway?
In your own truck.
Cassidy, who the fuck is that?
Don't
Cassidy Conquay.
Conway.
Conway.
What kind of last name is Conquay?
I don't know.
Maybe somebody
Conquay.
Has
Conquay.
Y'all, we just started drinking some iced coffee, so about halfway through this show,
I'm going to be lit.
But we're doing episode 8, and we're doing the other two.
We're raw dogging y'all with shows because we wanted to get this done.
We do. We want to get it. I enjoyed this series thoroughly, and now I want to get it out of my life.
Thoroughly.
Wait, kind of like an F-boy. You want them all up inside you, and then you're like, go away.
And you're like, no, they leave. They leave really quickly.
Mm. True bromance, y'all. We were left with
Where were we?
A cliffhanger.
Oh, right.
Who is Nakia going to eliminate? Who? Who?
Who is
Who's
it going to be?
Who's it going to be?
Who's it going to be?
Who's it going to be?
It's Beardy.
It's Beardy.
It's Greg
it's
the
Greg.
Beard.
Greg the Beard.
I kind of think we all knew.
Yeah, we knew.
It was going to be him.
But he did say... He got eliminated, and he said in front of everybody, I just want to say, Nakia, your true connection here is Colin.
I know, which is an interesting thing to say.
Why? They're bros. He was talking to him earlier.
Yeah, no, I know they are. I know, but it sounded like he was leveling with her in a way that was trying to be helpful.
But he's an F-boy,
right.
So I don't believe him.
Yeah.
They're in cahoots.
I don't think they can see that. I really do believe as the shows went on that the nice guys and the F-boys see each other as almost enemies. So it should be... And I don't know if the women can really take their advice after that.
That's true.
Yeah. Because especially if they're going to be talking about people on the other team.
Yeah, it didn't really do...
As it were.
It didn't... Pardon me, I got a tickle
But of course, she got all in her head about it because Nakia, you tell her the sky is purple. She goes, wait, why is everyone saying the sky is purple? I mean, what does that say? I mean, wait a minute. Is the sky purple? I don't know anymore.
That's Nakia. I mean, they did some like Fernando was full on. Fernando was crying when Greg left.
Yeah.
He was crying.
Fernando's such a sweetie.
He is. And then Nakia said, I couldn't let go of OG Jared. She's like, but there's just something about him I'm not seeing.
Oh.
Like sometimes I thought we're getting punked.
I'm absolutely, my mind is boggled from her constantly choosing him.
And then going back to Colin.
I think it says that she's not ready for a relationship yet.
Oh,
because
yeah.
This is the kind of guy she gets herself involved with.
Oh, yeah.
She needs lots and lots of self-work to figure out what she wants.
She needs to be around a bunch of women. She needs to have her sisterhood around her.
Yeah.
And she needs to go like to some like a...
Isn't she a club promoter? Or isn't she? Doesn't she work in
maybe a stylist
promotion?
Or
she is. She's a stylist. You're
so
right.
So she needs to be around her sisters.
Fuck,
on a,
she
on
should
a prairie.
Dress better if she's a stylist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think that's them. I think they were styled for this show.
Yeah, boy, yeah. whoever styles those women needs a good beating.
Maybe not that. Maybe a spanking.
But why can't they use Nikki's stylist? Maybe Nikki chooses her
Maybe
own stuff.
She chooses. She's an executive producer, so she gets what she fucking wants. Y'all, so Fernando's crying. She's one. And so the nice guys are poking fun at Greg as he walks into Limbro. And Nikki tells us at the end of this episode, each woman will be choosing her top two. We love a top.
Oh, yeah. And I love two.
I love two tops. And then it's like those, like, it's like the, you're like the end of that. What's that thing that's on rich evil guys' desk or rich people's desk? The little things that go back, the balls that go back and forth.
You're not rich evil. They're, what are those balls called?
Where they hit them on the side and one goes. It's like
tick,
that.
Tick,
that's what
tick,
I like about two tick. Tops. Get you from both ends.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
How can they get you from both ends?
Your butt and your mouth.
Oh.
Yeah. And then you're, what did you think I was going to say? Fucking left eye?
I don't know. Your eyeball. I was trying to think about it. You're
really into some freaky deaky shit.
You're Eiffel Towering.
Speaking of freaky deaky shit, so they're
wheelbarrowing, as it were.
Yes. So they're having a twerk competition the next day.
And y'all, OG Jarrett's just sitting over there, not even doing anything. Because he's so sullen.
He's such a gross person.
Yeah.
He's so boring.
But he's trying to play the role of, like,
when your
thinking.
Body and face is that gorgeous, and I think you're completely unattractive, and I don't want to touch your dick at all.
That is something for you.
That means something.
He's been gross from day one for me.
Yes.
That's too much muscle for me. I'm not into all that muscle.
I just think, like, the only way he's able to keep fucking you is just farting, like, whey farts. Just a
whey protein.
Yeah, whey protein. And whey farts are horrible.
They though. Are.
They're the worst.
Yep. They actually have a presence.
Yeah.
It's like a cloud. It's a thickness to the air when you inhale a whey protein fart.
Y'all, if you're at a gym, you know a whey fart.
Yes. Oof.
Oh.
Yeesh.
You know that one guy in the corner at Planet Fitness that's never going to get buff. But he's just farting.
So where are we?
So y'all, Casey's like, I can't really dance, but I'm going to try. It's new Jared. He doesn't give a fuck. Fernando, on the other hand, says.
He's a bobsledder. He was a bobsledder.
Okay. He says, well, now you know why they call me Nasty Nando. And as soon as he said that, I said, I'm in.
He kind of reminds me of Chief Wiggum's son on The Simpsons.
Maybe.
Ralph Wiggum.
With his hair.
Yes, yeah. It's the hair.
But as soon as he said Nasty Nando, y'all, he'll give you cunnilingus for hours. I'm into it. And then when he said, I'm an Olympic athlete, I'm like, bitch, that's what you lead
with. I know. He's been
Why are we just finding that out?
I don't know why that was weird.
I don't get it.
There is a moment where Welcome is talking to Sarah, and she's, I think this is Welcome. Is that what my, yeah. I can't read it. Where
Welcome.
It says,
yep.
It says, I like it. She said, I like it when a guy takes control. Now we know why she loves Garrett.
Yeah. And she,
and I wrote down, they don't look good together.
They don't. She says he's built like a friend. It looks like she's his mom and he's a high school senior who's really bored to be there.
Who's a little tall.
He's like, mom.
So he does say, I've been broken a lot in my past, and she's like, he's the sweetest guy in the whole place. Welcome.
She's like, and it seems like he's there for the
Just
right
kidding,
reason.
It's fine.
Cut to, y'all, here we go, Colin and Nakia.
Why must we go around in this merry-go-round of death?
It's true. She says to him, why do I like you so much?
Don't ask the question if you don't want an answer.
And then Colin says, I don't know. What's your love language?
Every time someone on the show asks what your love language is, like, cut off a finger.
You'll be left with just a nub.
Yeah.
Kind of like Dennis Gothard.
And it's quite satisfying.
Yeah. Don't do that. You won't be able to do the point choreography in show choir.
Stop! I can't talk about someone without a finger in your show choir.
Well, he lost it in that motorcycle accident over by Blake Murray.
Oh God. So of course OG Jerry gets very upset about did Colin have an erection at one point? Is that what that was?
So that's when she was like, "What's your love language?" He's like, "Well, my love language is touch." And she's like, "Well, whatever." And she's trying to talk to him, and he's just kissing her neck.
Oh.
And then her neck, and then the other side of her neck, and then her neck, and then her forehead, and then her eyes. And then, and she's just kind of like, and then they're laughing. And then he's standing with his hand in front of his dick because he can't move. It. Y'all, which is Poodle's favorite move, to make out with a guy at a bar. Yeah. And then walk away from it, and the guy can't move or get up because he's got a big old heart on.
He's paralyzed. So that's where I love him.
That's when Black Widow begins to sink. That's when Poodle steals her wallet.
That's when I start, you can see the poison start dripping from my veins. It starts, it's like, you know how the dog salivates when the bell rings? When I see that erection, I'm like, the poison.
Mm. I'm going to say I do enjoy that move as well.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good move.
That's what us bottoms do, y'all. We get them keyed up.
So Sarah's talking to Garrett, and she's like, "I must tell you, I did not appreciate the whole thing of you're too much to handle."
Oh, yeah, because Garrett said, "I feel like I'm too much for Sarah to handle."
Yeah.
And Garrett says, "Well, what I was talking about is, you know, because... kind of the physical," he said.
You're like in bed.
I very much wanted to know, and y'all, he's
like,
said,
"Are you going to be able to handle my pendulous dong?"
Yeah, and he basically, y'all, he wants to know, Sarah, can we do anal?
That's exactly
what he wants to
know. On
the first night. Mm-hmm. That's when are you prepared?
Can I choke you?
Be prepared.
Actually, the question is not, can I choke you, is, are you okay with me choking you? Because it's going to happen. It's the only way I can come.
That's Garrett.
So
meanwhile, when he comes, he has to recite very loudly New England Patriots members.
That's so true.
It's so true.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, or whoever plays for them.
Wow.
Dennis Rodman. I don't know. Who plays football?
Not Dennis Rodman.
Ken Griffey Jr.
We're going to move on.
Larry Bird.
So CJ and Casey are talking, and he said, "I came here as an F-boy for the money." He tells her, absolutely. And he said, "I'm almost, I cannot read my writing on this thing. I'm almost
And she said, "Are you, so you said you're here for the money," and Casey said,
"Oh, I know what she says.
You know that I'm not." And he's like, "I changed for the money because CJ," he said, "yeah, as soon as I got back, everything changed." And I went, "Wait a minute. So you're saying as soon as you got back from Limbo, suddenly now it's, so you're saying before, like even an episode or two before, it was about the money for you when you were saying all that shit?"
Yeah, I think that's what he's saying.
I don't trust him.
Here's what she says. She's like, "I almost like this is much better because we took a bad situation and we flipped it." She loves that.
She does love that. You're CJ.
Yeah. So he says to her, "You're everything I want. You're everything I need.
Everything I need.
You are so beautiful to me.
Can't you see?"
I won't go on.
That was,
I threw up in my mouth. Yo, I go for it when I go for a
note. We're so punch drunk from doing all these shows. I don't even know what day it is. I brought lemon cupcakes for Poodle, because when he crashes, I'm going to just sugar him up like a child star. Give him his go-go juice.
Mama, give him some go-go juice.
And so CJ's like, "If you came in here not as an F-boy, that would be different. Things could be different." Cut to, they start making out.
Yeah.
That basically is it. And Casey says, "I'm reformed, but I'm still a little bad." And that turns CJ on.
Meanwhile,
But then he says, there's a reason I'm winning. He says that in the moment. And I'm like, I just don't. I think you're going to fuck her over.
What? Is that what you have a problem with him saying there's a reason I'm winning? Or
I feel like I just can't trust him.
It's interesting because would you say the same thing about nice Jared or new Jared when he says I'm so winning?
It's different. I don't think new Jared is going to take the money and run. I think new Jared's just dickish,
right,
and competitive.
What tells you that the nice guys? Because we don't know anything.
Because I think I think you're bringing up, you know, really,
because we still don't know the rules for the money, y'all.
We don't know
the rules.
And also, it kind of brings up the show. Does a nice guy have to be a nice person?
Exactly.
Because that's the way they want to. I don't think new Jared is a nice person.
No.
I don't think, like, do I think he's a bad guy? No,
he did not self-identify as a fuckboy.
He's just, so it is that, like, well, so the show is trying to put, like, this good boy back, but I know why they cast him.
Right.
Because he reads fuckboy, fuckboy, fuckboy. And then to know that he actually is someone who wants a relationship and wants to settle down or whatever.
That's what he says.
But we've also... You know, something I've noticed with the show, they really laid out what a fuckboy is. Have they ever gone into what a nice guy
is? The problem is the nice guy is everything that a fuckboy isn't.
But I don't think that's clear.
And what's interesting is...
Does a nice boy want to be a good boyfriend? Do they want to have children? Like,
Think about the show's treatment of F-boys as having fun, and they're the comic relief. They're the fun ones. The nice guys are in nice guy grotto doing homoerotic dumb things.
Yeah.
The show itself is giving us the message that F-boys are fun. Even though they need to be rehabilitated, they're fun.
F-boys are more masculine.
Exactly. And nice guys aren't.
And nice guys
are boring.
Are boring and finish last.
It's kind of awful.
I just realized... I'm a horrible person for liking this show.
Well,
thanks, Poodle.
Well, I think that's why I'm having a problem with a lot of the mixed messages that's going on. And there's a little bit of self-righteousness about the show that always bothers me. Thank God Nikki Glaser is there.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it would be almost intolerable, I think.
It would be she helps define the tone of the show.
Yeah. Where were we?
Where were we on that diet?
So Jared right away grabs CJ, picks her up, and she's like, I hate it, but I love it. So she
he literally picks her up. He picks her up off a cabana and carries her all the way around and walks her down into a pool. I tell you, I've said it before. There's something about a man picking you up that gets me going.
I think it's hot. It wasn't done for her. It was to say fuck you to Casey.
Ooh, that's kind of even more hot to me.
Nah, I hate that kind of misogynist bullshit
shit. So close your eyes.
To be honest,
you're sitting on the cabana.
I don't like it.
If you wouldn't want two guys fighting over you?
No, I don't like it. You know what? I'll clarify this. I don't like two guys physically fighting for me.
Well, no, not physically fighting.
But that's kind of what one's using physical stuff to the other. It feels like the thing about it, the women have been saying they want the men to be there for the women. And this is just a penis competition.
Yeah.
I don't think it's hot at all.
I want to say in the moment you would do something different, but I'll believe you.
Yeah.
I'll believe you.
I just, I also just don't like new Jared at all.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I feel like he's fake.
But so if it was Fernando that had done that.
No, because Fernando would never do that because this is a shit move. You don't do this. There is an unwritten code, mm-hmm. and he just broke code majorly.
See, a part of me thinks you would be so shocked, overwhelmed, and turned on.
I mean, maybe it was someone besides new Jared, but I just, no. It's just like, let them, I don't like it when anyone interrupts their conversations. Because no one's, it's okay to say, hey, can I talk to them? But to pick someone out of a conversation is really, it's also kind of this move that almost like he's taking her, hitting her on the head and dragging her behind him like a caveman.
So would it bug you just as much if Casey had done that to New Jared?
He would have never done that.
I know, but I'm asking you to think about that.
It would bug me, yeah. But I'm saying that this is a caveman rule which almost subjugates her to his whims.
Yeah.
She loses all opportunity of what's happening. She tells him later she doesn't like it.
No, that's true.
So I don't like it. I don't like it when someone does that for me. Because I don't, you know, don't choose what I should be doing. I need to be the boss. You can sit there and think about it.
I'm trying, because you've said in the past many times, you love it when men fight for you.
It's a different kind of fighting.
You literally have said, throw them into the Coliseum and see who tears each other apart first. You've said that.
But I don't have to do anything. They can fight them each other in front of me. Don't touch me. What the thing is, he jeopardized her own agency by doing that.
Okay,
that's what I have a problem with. No one should grab me.
If someone picked you up, you would be scared they'd drop you in front of everyone the entire time.
Yes, but that's what I didn't like.
I get that.
And also, he's conflicting because he says so many things. CJ's a really powerful woman. He never shuts up about that.
Yeah.
And blowing smoke up her ass. But then he does something like that. So the what I say is that's a fuck you move at Casey and an obvious competitive gesture, like he's playing sports on the field, which he is.
Yeah.
And I feel like New Jared's just a competitor. He lives, eats, and breathes competition. That's all he wants. That's why I'm saying he's fake. Okay. I think all this is fakery.
Okay.
Do you see a more do you see him being more sincere than that?
Yes, I do.
Can you explain it?
I don't think I have time.
No, I want to hear it.
No, I think to me, I just see him as, again, I've said before, he has this kind of New York brashness.
Yeah, you said that. I just,
and I've known people like that. I just feel like he has that to me.
But what is that sincerity?
I actually think in a way, he and CJ have stuff in common. The fact of like, it's very, Casey can be fake and not and guarded in one way, but New Jared's almost more like CJ, where Casey is kind of sneaky about it, like putting his walls down. New Jared is kind of like CJ. I'm going to be kind of rude to you, and I'm going to like buck up in front of your face so that way you're a little scared of me.
Do you think New Jared has let down his walls?
No, not yet.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that I think that, and so I think he bucks up to people.
Yeah.
But
I just don't buy it. It feels, from day one, I didn't like him.
I agree with you that I think he might like CJ, but I think that he's more interested in the competition of it. I totally agree with that.
So, y'all, the next thing is Nakia and OG Jared are kind of course, fighting again. And she's like, if you don't want to be here, you know, go and meditate at the cottages.
This is when this is before they go on the boat.
Because he's sulking, you guys.
I guess he meditates a lot, y'all.
So y'all,
and she says, you're going to have to put the effort in or you're going to have to go.
The next day, they are out on the boats and they're
to Stingray City. Doesn't sound like a
bar. Sounds like a place they go on SpongeBob.
Yeah, it does. Stingray City.
So they're at Stingray City and there's all kinds of stuff. There's stingrays, there's sharks, and Welcome is like, there's megalodons.
And so,
as soon as he said megalodons, I went,
megalodon. I thought that too. And so, they go out there, it's this really pretty shallow water, and like Garrett is like, wow, Sarah was the first woman to like just jump off the boat. Like maybe she can.
Wow, she's a girl who does stuff.
She can do. She can hang with us. She's adventurous, dude. She's fearless. And Sarah's like, I want to show him that I'm adventurous. Meanwhile, Casey and CJ are just dry humping and making out on the boat, basically. And New Jared's like, he's like, "What? I'm let him be."
And Sean just goes. Sean just goes. I think I got friend zoned.
Sean's
wait,
like,
is it him fingering her?
Yeah,
that lets you know that.
Yeah. And CJ even says it's pretty clear that he's my favorite.
Yeah,
and so, oh, so y'all again, OG Jared and Nakia are talk. You know what? Before we go into another exhausting diatribe about OG Jared and Nakia, we're gonna take a break. We'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in Me Undies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Song Finch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope.
So when you're on a boat floating in a gorgeous ocean, just feel like there's nothing better than to talk about why OG Jared and Nakia still think there's something left in this dead, dead, dead relationship.
Well, she says, I just have high expectations for you, blah, blah, blah. It seems like they're doing this kind of version of navel gazing with one another. Like, he makes her even more in her head because he's so in his head.
Yeah.
And that's familiar to her. Yes. So she feels that's why she's drawn to him.
Yeah.
Even though he's the worst for her.
He's the worst. And she's like, you told me you were falling for me. Maybe you were just having a moment, but it doesn't make sense. And he's like, he's trying to just kind of hug her and kiss her, and she's like, and he's like, I know, but we just need to communicate more. And he kind of almost does that kind of shit Mike does to Natalie, where it's this just generic talking points, but there's nothing of substance, of actual specificity, and so you're just wondering, what the fuck are you talking about? Meanwhile, she's like, there's just something about him. I don't know what it is, but it makes me want to try.
I do.
And I wrote, are we being punked? And even Fernando's like, what the fuck, Nakia?
He kind of gay.
But also Fernando's like, I don't understand what the world is happening. How many more chances can this piece of shit get?
So CJ and new Jared.
But we should say they made out.
Oh, yeah. After that.
He got to her. They met, and then OG says, which makes me not trust him, oh, I feel like I'm back as her number one.
We're like totally walking off in the sunset together.
It's never about her.
No.
It's always about the competition for him.
It's so interesting you say that, because that's new Jared for me.
But he's also a nice guy, so it's the show it lures you in. Maybe he'll be an F-boy at the end who's in hiding or something.
So, speaking of, she says, you're very competitive. Are you here to compete or are you just here for love? And, of course, what is he going to say? No, I'm here for love. She also says, macho shit doesn't do anything. Like, you just over there, macho shit doesn't do anything for me. So cut that.
And she's like, yeah, I don't like that. And New Jersey's like, I really like you, CJ. You know, if you want a man, like, I'm all a man. Like, the other guy, he's like, Casey.
I hate this kind of talk.
I want to say it bothers me, but it also...
No, it reinforces these binaries.
So, well...
That for you as a member of this community, you should not like either.
Hey, I don't shame you for your fucked up choices.
I don't know.
And believe me, there's a lot.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying it should hit you in a way that shouldn't be sexual.
Oh, it hits me in all kinds of ways. So, and she's like, but CJ, it worked because she said, I'm so annoyed by him, but he makes a great point.
Did you hear what she said? I don't know if I like you with the other guys.
Yeah.
And this is the problem they've had with Garrett, but they don't seem to have a problem with it with new Jared.
What do you mean with Garrett? Because I've said that before. He's a very different person just with her than with other guys.
But no, Sarah keeps saying, with me, he's fine.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And it's like, and the other women keep saying, but you know, see how he is with the other guys. He's like bro-tastic.
Uh-huh.
I'm wondering why, I guess it's just because he's got the label of nice guy that it's okay?
I think that because of the label of nice guy disarms you. Yeah. I think because you don't, basically with the nice guy thing, you...
But what is that? We don't know what it means.
We don't know what it means, but something that it does kind of at least...
It's not an F-boy.
Their intentions are not going to be to fuck you over.
Right.
Their intentions are not going to be
It's not a trick.
They're not going to take your money and run.
Well, we don't know that.
Well, yeah, we think, but...
But anyway, so I wrote down if someone's... And I wrote this down with Garrett, too. If someone is going to behave like that around other men... This is how he, and then he's behaving with you a different way. That's a red flag. That's how he behaves in life.
But, and you're wondering, is everything in life, it's hard, is everything in life a competition?
Yes. Yeah. I find people
I would imagine so.
Yeah. I find that exhausting.
Yeah.
And yes, I'm very competitive. But
maybe
not to
that's
a degree.
Why you find it exotic because you want to. Because that would make sense because I'm pretty competitive perfectionism more. I'm not competitive. I'm perfectionist more, like with myself and things like that.
Yeah, that's where I'm probably closer to.
No, you're competitive. I've seen you play board games. I've seen you get very competitive.
I do, but like.
But I wonder, like, if that's like for you. I don't mind being with a competitive person.
Yeah.
Like, do a business relationship with you. I don't mind that because when you get competitive, I'm like, I don't care.
Right.
So when I see someone like him, I'm like, good for you.
But this is
fine.
This is not one of those shows. This is not a show where this is not a show where you're winning challenges.
Do you want to be do you like a competitive partner or no?
No. I like them to be able to be competitive. But
do you like for them to give you a little sass back?
This is different, though.
Yeah.
This is full on. It's so intense. That's why it feels fake to me.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder, too, if it's part of the edit. Because I know he came on new.
Yeah.
But it does seem like, I think with him, Chris, Fernando, a lot of them, it's kind of like, it was so much the Colin, Casey, Garrett.
Right.
Show in the beginning.
Yeah, because this is episode 8, you guys. We only have 2 more to go.
We didn't really start
to
get more edits of Jared, like with CJ, until episode 7.
Yeah.
We got a lot of new Jared with the guys.
Right.
Maybe there was more of that. We just don't know. And
It's weird. So, of course, Colin is with Nakia again. I'm sorry.
Wait, where were we?
That's actually a wrong thing. OG Jared says, Nakia and I running off in the sunset. There's some more stuff with Fernando and Nakia.
Fernando.
Who also writes music, so.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, wow. She's like, wow, you have this creative, spicy side.
Oh, the word spicy.
Nakia says, and Fernando says, I'm the nice guy you need and the nice guy you deserve. Facts.
Ugh, don't tell me what facts are.
Don't tell me what to do. That's what we've learned, y'all.
That should be my
don't
theme song.
Don't tell Poodle what to do.
No.
So how does someone who's with you get you to do, in a relationship with you, get you to do what they want you to do? Fuck your brains out and ask you, like, post. Or, well, like,
It depends on what they're wanting me to do. If it's like, what, do you want to go to this restaurant? Yeah. I'm saying don't tell me what to do. Don't say.
So they said, we're going to go to Two Madre tonight.
That's fine.
So I think restaurant's not good. What if it's like they want you to, I don't know, like something.
If they say, we're going to go to yoga class tonight. Sure. Sounds fun.
But what about something that takes emotional buy-in and compromise? How do they get you to do something for you? Or how do they get you to do something that you don't want to do?
You need to get an example.
I guess we'd have to get in specific.
Like, if they wanted me to, they were on a sports team and wanted me to go to all their games.
Okay.
No, that's not happening. Okay. I would make a compromise and say, I'll go to one game.
How would they, if they wanted, out of 12 games, if they wanted you to go to 3 of them, how would they get you to do that?
I would need other recompenses.
Like?
Buy me nice dinner afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Could I bring a book to said game?
Could that be the time that you can call your mother?
Yes, perfect. No, if you talk to me about it. It's I won't be bossed around.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like it.
But yet you're drawn to men that are you're drawn to powerful men.
Yes,
sorry,
but
I'm just
they
making
can't,
this about you, but
they
it's true.
Can't they don't boss me around.
But you can't boss them around.
That's where it's fun. You'd be surprised what I can do.
Surprised what I get done. Oh.
Yeah. I think Poodle and I have a lot to process in our relationship.
So Sarah and Josh, he's like, I dig you a lot. Josh is like, the pros are no F-boy tendencies, reliable. Y'all, Sarah isn't into Josh. She's desperately trying to make herself to be.
I kind of got this vibe, too.
Yeah.
Because I kind of thought she's not really that happy, but then if you watch her with Garrett.
Yeah. The chemistry's there, and unfortunately, Josh just, there's no, we talked about this in the last episode. There's nothing middle of the road. Even people like new Jared, there's no charm to people like that. And all the F boys are so fucking charming.
Oh wait, I knew Jared's very charming to me.
But it's in this super aggro way.
Oh, I'm totally charmed by him.
Well, that's your own issues. And weird because CJ usually isn't.
Yeah.
He's also not funny.
You really hate him.
No, I just think, like, from moment one, I thought he was a complete asshole.
Oh, I totally think he's charming.
But you see all that kind of really nasty, like, macho shit?
Well, she's not seeing that. I'm thinking if I was just seeing, she's not seeing what she's saying to that. I'm imagining if I was CJ, not.
I can't imagine he's got tons of fans.
I don't know. I'm just saying, though, I'm charmed by him. I am.
You can unpack that in your therapy.
I think he's
office.
Gorgeous, too.
I wish he had shorter hair.
I love his hair.
This you like is the why, Jerry curl.
This is why you and I can always go out when we were single together, because we will never pick the same right. guy.
No, we've agreed a lot of the casts are hot. Jared doesn't do it for me.
Ooh.
Mm-mm.
Mecca like a high, Mecca in my honey hole.
Wow. Wow. So Casey and Garrett are talking, and he says, Casey says, I'm here for CJ. Later on in a conversation, they're talking, and Garrett, he's like, what do you think about me? And like, I love you, bro, blah, blah, blah. He's like, will you come live in LA with me? And y'all, this is the true love connection of the show.
It is true, but I wrote, CJ better not find out about this, because this would.
Oh, she will, I'm sure.
This to me, this kind of like, that this is not, because to go live with the F-boy of F-boys, Garrett, I would not be happy if I was CJ.
Oh, I'm sure she'll find out, though.
But there are the relationship. They're probably going to get drunk one night and touch each other's dicks accidentally.
Now that I'd like to see.
Someone's going to have to move out because it's weird.
Did you notice when CJ and new Jared, he says, truth be told, it's more than just your body for me. Who says shit like this?
When he said, hold on, wait, when new Jared said it's more than just your body for me.
And even CJ's like, It's just, it comes off with, you say he's charming. To me, it's clumsy and it's aggro trying to be charming.
Why did I not write that down?
It's all, because you probably threw away everything that.
I probably was just going.
Yeah. So Sarah is talking to Welcome. Yo, Welcome's had an open relationship. And Sarah goes, can't handle that.
I bet you Welcome's been in an open relationship with men and women.
Oh, I would believe it.
For sure. For sure.
And that's a red flag.
No, that is a red flag.
For her. Nikki and Colin, y'all. Colin's crying on the beach.
He's crying up in the... And he says...
I think he's got some smelling salts.
He says, I need to come up with my best games to be more vulnerable for Nikki. He says that.
And so he probably makes himself cry
on
the beach.
So he's crying about his mom was gone, and then she showed up in the fourth grade.
Remember, that's the same thing that Peter did.
I have to say, I've never trusted Colin. In this moment, I was like, okay, I kind of believe you. And if I believe you, you're a master. Like, you are a master at this. I was like, because he said he was a fuckboy, but maybe he's a changed fuckboy. Because he was like.
I think it's a combination. I think both things can be true.
Possibly. But the fact that, like.
Do you?
I kind of believe this. I mean, it was. I just he says things like I've got to play a good game, but then
do you think he's there for the money?
I think he originally was.
So you now think he's there?
I kind of think
Nakia.
Maybe he is for mm-hmm. Nakia.
I don't that I would stop there. I think he likes her a lot, but I think no, especially when he was out already. When they're talking about game. Any of the boys who are talking about game, y'all, it's not real.
I know, and that's what Garrett says that a lot.
I know.
That's kinda like,
you know who also says that? New Jared.
Yeah, he says that too. So it's...
But that may be his athletic stuff, but I don't know. You will never get me to admit that they're
I don't care. Ugh. You can die on the cross. I don't care.
You can die on the cross.
Or die on that hill. That's what it is. Sorry, that got really biblical.
So
let's talk about elimination night.
Yeah.
Right? Is that where we are? Yeah.
Yes, it's the last one before the finale. We all know CJ's getting rid of Sean. There's no, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I wish we would hear more of the girl stuff. Because did you notice when Garrett was talking, they cut to CJ kind of making a face like,
yeah.
I wish they would show it. But anyway, yeah. So, y'all, OG Jared is wearing a turtleneck with two necklaces over the turtleneck. So I just want to point
so
that out.
It's so awful.
It's so awful. He does this speech because they all kind of give their speech. And if you don't mind, I actually wrote down OG Jared's speech. And I would like to, you know, just. mm. So you know, we've had a ups and a downs, but you know, it's perfect because all the time it's really, really, you know, I know that what we have is really real, really real. That's facts. Facts. And I know we're going to go deep and we're going to align and we're going to ascend. And that's also facts. That's facts. You know, it's such a vibe that when we're together and I'm a real with you, you're a real with me, we real together, we align, we combine. I want to travel. I want to align with you. Facts, facts, facts. Let me see the world. Oh, yeah, maybe with you. Do you like my cologne?
Why is he New York all of a sudden?
I don't know.
It was a choice.
It was
gibberish.
One of the worst.
Absolute gibberish.
He
speaks that way.
I imagine.
It's all gibberish.
I imagine that when you said it, you kind of turned your head like a cocker spaniel trying to hear a whistle.
And y'all, what's most remarkable is that she says goodbye to Colin.
Oh.
And keeps Fernando.
She does. She keeps
Fernando. This is a huge thing.
Well, Fernando had a great thing because he said, I look in your eyes. I see joy. I would love to dive into these emotions. I know this is our story. It's the beginning of our story.
Right.
But I don't think our relationship ends here.
And keeps, of course, OG Jared, who has just done basically word salad.
You'll notice, too, like when Fernando and even Colin walk up to speak to her, OG Jared, he looks at the camera first, almost like to make sure the camera's on him. But she sends Colin home. And this is what we'll get to that first. So in a little bit. So she sends Colin home. Sarah, she ended up sending home.
Welcome.
She sent home welcome.
And CJ since Sean.
CJ since Sean. She cries. She's like, I feel really bad. You're
still
such a great
guy. It's almost patronizing at this point.
But she's just
like, you know, you don't want it.
She doesn't. Here's the deal that I can't believe they didn't have him say this. Colin says after he's left, she made the right decision because I still would have taken that money.
Exactly.
And I went, wow, you're a piece of
shit. You went for it.
I didn't go for it until the very end with that whole crying thing. But I went, wow, you're a piece of shit.
Nope.
I don't trust anyone after this. I think Casey, Garrett, all of them are just fuckboys after
the money. Even new Jared?
No, he's a nice guy.
Oh, so you think you don't trust the fuckboys?
No, none of them.
Okay.
None of them. Not a one.
I'm interested just for the title of it, because also we don't know what the rules are. We still don't know who's getting the money.
We don't, but I hope that they talk about in the other episodes that Colin said it. I hope that they talk, because the way this episode ends is Nikki says, this was a really funny bit. Y'all, like Nikki Glaser's like sitting out on the pad and she's like, I just need someone to explain things. I need men to explain things to me. Oh, my God. I need to be
mansplained. She blows the conch. The men gather. This is funny.
It's really funny. It's really well done.
And the men kind of come together. They put down what they're doing, their vape pens. And they're on their way to the mansplain.
And to mansplain. And then that will be, and then that will lead us to
episode 9.
Which, y'all, we've already, episode 9 is good.
It's very good.
Be sure to watch that episode before you listen to us if you're not.
Some people
just listen to us, but y'all, I would watch episode 9.
We miss a lot of stuff.
We miss a lot. Y'all, that's the show. You can find us at realitygazepodcast.com. The Instagram is realitygazepodcast. Poodle, what's her Twitter?
Renegades Pod.
Very good. You can find Poodle and myself on Cameo. Oh, God. I might have one due. I got to check.
Can you wait till we finish with the show?
Yeah, because you do.
Maybe.
All right, everybody. If you're in the Los Angeles area and you happen to be a fuckboy, Poodle, what do they need to do?
Fuck me.
Come fuck us. Thank you.
fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.